Number four, protection. Like I told you, all the things a woman needs is tied to security, all of them. A woman's number one need is security. That's it. So everything else is like under it. Protection. Guys, there's a reason why you're stronger than a woman. You know, if the feminist people, you know, there are people that understand what real feminism is supposed to be about and that try to keep to the rules, that understand marriage and all that. But some other feminists that just want to fight, they don't even know what they're fighting about. So those ones always confused. They think feminism means that men and women are the same. They are not the same at all. They're not the same at all. Equal opportunities doesn't necessarily mean equal money. Let me explain. If I earn 10 million naira, for instance, and this guy earns 1 million naira, both of us giving equally still has to be the percentage of what we have. If you say, let both of us give 5 million, he can't. But I can. So that's not equal. What is equal is that if I give 10% of my income, he too should give 10% of whatever his income is. So it's not going to be equal. Men and women are not the same at all. They are not even equal. They are different. Because marriage is not tit for tat. People think, oh, it's 50-50. There's no such thing as 50-50 in a marriage. Because somebody will always bring more than the other person in some aspect or the other. If my wife is 50-50 and we must cook like in our home, the whole family will die of food poisoning. Because I can't cook. So she's going to have to supply more of that. There are some homes where the man is the one that can cook. And it's fine if he wants to supply more of that. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So marriage is about two of us complementing ourselves. Not like 50-50. So there's a reason why men are made to be stronger physically than women. It's just like that. It's for you to protect her, not for you to beat her. So your strength is for a reason. There's a reason you are stronger. Men are naturally physically stronger than women. There's no day the heavyweight boxing champion of men is going to be a woman. There's no day the fastest human being on the earth is going to be a woman, because men are natural. It's just natural. It's not even argument. There's no day a man is going to be better at raising a kid than a woman. It's not going to happen. You know why? Nature has already betrayed anybody by giving the woman the womb. The womb is not optional. It's not you born one. That's 50-50, Abi. No. Women are the only ones forever that are going to carry children. There's a reason why. And for every creation God did, there's an equipment on equipping for it. So women were equipped with the womb. They are also equipped with the desire and the passion and the emotions to handle it. If men carry baby, we'll have little children in this world. Because by the time one man carry and tell the other guy, so boy, this thing no easy. You no go fit play boy, you no go fit chop, you no go fit go over me. You say, boy, I'm not getting pregnant. For people will be stealing other people's children, because don't need for me to have my own. I'll just see your baby. I can't go through it. They're in a push. Say they will need to stitch you. That place will tear. Ah, that's the end. Then after you born, for 9 months, you'll be kind of be about to be breastfeeding it. Most men won't do it. Would they even have the emotion for it? God is a master crafter. Nothing he does is a mistake. So people stop arguing with God. For God to give the woman the womb and give her the breast to feed the baby, it's not a mistake. Somebody get what I'm saying? So you were made stronger for a reason. I'm saying not to say you were made physically stronger for a reason. It's to protect that woman. You're her protector, not her beater. That's why you must never use your strength to beat a woman. Never, never do it. That's a misuse of power. You must never bully a woman because you can. You can outshout her. You see, and they are made in a fragile way. Have you seen women fighting before? It can be so annoying. You don't even know if they are fighting or they are not fighting. That's physical fighting. They can't even do punch. If men are fighting, and you even see the punch, when they punch somebody, not even the person go shout. Now people they watch go shout, yeah! People watching will shout for him. Say, yeah, you don't kill her. They can feel the punch. But if women are fighting, this is how they do. You see, my brother, and they will not pull each other's hair. That's where for the fight to hit the highest is when they pull their hair. Imagine you pulling my hair. When I blow you, it is that you can any day, anytime bully a woman. I can tell you that for free. Because she's made emotionally. She's made differently from you. So you can bully a woman. Your strength as a man now comes when you know you can bully her and you refuse to bully her. Instead, use your strength to protect her. Oh, you can make a woman cry very easily. Very easily. To make a man cry, take his money. That's what makes him cry. But to make a woman cry, you can make a woman cry just at home without, just by being unruly, being unkind, being uncaring. That's all. You can do that and make her cry. You can. And many men do that. They bully their wives just because they can. You are meant to protect. You must never be the cause of your wife shedding tears. Never, never. You must protect her. Protect her from in-laws if you need to. People ask me this all the time. Pastor, oh, my mother and my wife are having issues. I don't want to take sides. That. I mean, that's an ignorant thing to say. You don't understand that you have given one of those people your word. Your wife is your family now. Your extended family used to be is your former family. Your wife is somebody you have made a vow to protect. She is now your family. So if you need to protect her from your mother, do so. Don't ever let your wife have to fight your mother when you are there. You do the fighting for her. I can never forget the first time my mom met my wife when she was my fiancée then in the house. So we were watching a movie together. Those days, I think, you can't really record or rewind things. So you have to finish watching a movie before you go out if you want to finish it. So it was getting a bit late, I think 8 or something like that. And I was telling my wife, let's just finish this movie because I don't want to miss this movie. Then my mom came back and met us in the house, And, she was feeling that, why did this guy stay here this long, blah, 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 blah. So she used to try to harass my wife. She didn't do it directly. She just said, is your mother not at home? I know men can be clueless. It's left to men. If you're asking that question, he just thinks you're asking about his mother. But women understand that means, why are you not home? So my wife was like, Sibai told you I should have gone since. I said, no problem. And she was like, don't go and do anything. I said, don't worry. Let me drop you first. When I got home, I gave my mom, serious warning. So you can't do that. You can't embarrass me. Like, if you have issue, talk to me. Do not talk to my wife. And that was the last time she harassed my wife, even when we now got married. It took us 8 years to have our first biological child. She never harassed my wife. Anything, issues she had, I said, talk to me. You do not harass my wife. It took us 8 years to have a child. No member of my family harassed my wife. You dare not. And I'm the last born, so it's not as if I'll bully them, but... So if you have ever allowed your siblings, your relatives, to harass your wife when you are there, you are not pulling your weight as a man. You must protect her. That's your job. That's your calling. If anybody has issues, they should talk to you. You can never set up your wife and your mother. You need to understand your mother is threatened emotionally by the presence of your wife sometimes. Because your mom used to be the center of your... You see, women are looking for emotional security. So your mom too is like that. Especially if your father was not forthcoming. And most men of that age didn't care. So she was drawing her emotional support and strength from you kids. Especially if you're the first son or something like that. Then you now want to go and bring on that woman to compete with emotion that is not enough. So if your mom is not very mature, she will be contesting with your wife. It's your job to draw the line that they are not the same thing. This is my wife. Doesn't mean you disrespect your mom, but you need to draw the line for her to know she can't harass your wife. If she has issues, she should talk to you. Because some men don't know where to draw the line. If you are married, your house is your wife's house. Same thing. Your mother has her own house. Now, this is biblical standard. You are in a covenant with your wife, not your mother. Your mother has many children. Your mother has her own husband. Or at least she's supposed to. You must protect that woman. Your mom can't be coming to the house and be telling your wife what to cook and how to cook. Talk to me if you have any issues. Draw the line clearly. Your siblings can't be insulting your wife. I mean, they have no right to do that. It's not our wife. It's my wife. It's your job to protect her. Don't let your siblings come and stay in the house and be disrespecting your wife. She tells them something, they can't do it. You let them know if they want to stay here, then they have to submit to what she's saying. Or else they should go and get their own house. You must never let your wife feel threatened by anybody. By anybody. Protect her. From herself, if you need to. From bad friends, if you need to. From your relatives, from her relatives. From yourself, if you are the problem. Protect her at all costs. That is your calling as a superhero. Protect her. All right.